Chris McKnee was a loving father who has committed suicide as a result of abuse from the family court system. Chris's wife, through the Bean, Kinney, and Corman law firm in Virginia, is attempting to claim copyright on Chris's suicide note. In this note, Chris expressed his discontent with the family court system and the reasons behind his suicide. This note may be distributed under fair use in an informative, non-commercial context for the purposes of educating the public about the suffering that fathers endure in family court systems. The note was published on the A Voice for Men forums a few months ago. Since the note was not published alongside many corroborating case details, A Voice for Men has not featured an article on it. However, the copyright claim has given the note much more validity, since now it could be indicative of corruption in the family courts. That said, this note is being shared under fair use for non-commercial informative purposes to educate the public on the suffering of fathers in family courts. That being said, I'm not taking a position on any of the individual claims in this note. I'm simply sharing the note. The love that my daughter and I shared was truly special. She is such a sweet, kind, and gentle spirit. I am so sorry that I will not be there to see her grow into a beautiful woman. It absolutely crushed me to not be in her life over the last 3 years. I work very hard as a father to build her confidence and self-esteem. She is smart, funny, and considerate, but she didn't know it yet. I pray that she realizes her strengths and her confidence in herself will continue to grow. I love you dearly. Name redacted. My son, name redacted, was just entering kindergarten when I lost access to him. He is gregarious, outgoing, and a great athlete. He is smart and fearless. He could have just as much fun by himself as he could with other kids. Even the older boys in our neighborhood wanted to play with, name redacted. It absolutely breaks my heart that I will not be able to help him grow into a man. I love you too, name redacted. I miss you both so much. My identity was taken from me as a result of this process. When it began, I was a commercial real estate broker with C.B. Richard Ellis. I lived by the golden rule and made a living by bringing parties together and finding the common ground. My reputation as a broker was built on my honesty and integrity. When it ended, I was broke, homeless, unemployed, and had no visitation with my own children. I had no confidence and was paralyzed with fear that I would be going to jail whenever my ex-wife wanted. Nothing I could say or do would stop it. This is what being to death or targeted by a psychopath looks like. This is the outcome. I didn't somehow change into a high conflict person or lose my ability to steer clear of the law. I have never been arrested, depressed, homeless, or suicidal before this process. The stress and pressure applied to me was deliberate, and nothing I could do or say would get me any relief. Nothing I or my attorney said to my ex-wife attorney or to the court made any difference. Truth, facts, evidence, or even the best interest of my children had no effect on the outcome. The family court system is broken, but from my experience, it is not the laws, it's the lawyers. They feed off of the conflict. They are not hired to reduce conflict or protect the best interest of children, which is why third parties need to be involved. It should be mandatory for children to have a guardian ad litem with extensive training in abuse and aggression. It is absolutely shameful that the Fairfax County Court did nothing to intervene or understand the ongoing conflict. Judge Randy Bellows also used the children as punishment by withholding access for failing to fax a receipt. The entire conflict centered around the denial of access to the children. It was inconceivable to me that he would use children like this. This is exactly what my ex-wife was doing, and now Judge Bellows was doing it for her. To all my family, friends, and the people that supported me through this process, I am so sorry. I know my reactions and behavior throughout this process did not always make sense. None of this made sense to me either. I had no help, and the only suggestion I got from my attorneys was to remain silent. At first, I did what I was told, remain silent and listen to my attorneys. Then after I had given my ex-wife full custody to try and appease her, I learned about psychopathy and emailed Dr. Samenow about my concerns and asked him for help. Of course, I was ignored. As the conflict continued, I was forced to defend myself. When that didn't work, I thought I could get the help I needed by speaking out. There is no right or wrong way to defend yourself from abuse. Naively, I thought that abuse was abuse, and it would be recognized that something would be done. I thought speaking out would end the abuse or at least get them to back off. It didn't. When no one did anything, they were emboldened. I took my own life because I had come to the conclusion that there was nothing I could do or say to end the abuse. Every time I got up off my knees, I would get knocked back down. They were not going to let me be the father I wanted to be to my children. People may think I am a coward for giving up on my children, but I didn't see how I was going to heal from this. I have no money for an attorney, therapy, or medication. I have lost 4 jobs because of this process. I was going to be at their mercy for the rest of my life, and they had shown me none. Being alienated, legally abused, emotionally abused, isolated, and financially ruined are all a recipe for suicide. I wish I were stronger to keep going, but the emotional pain and fear of going to court and jail because of exorbitant child support became overwhelming. I became paralyzed with fear. I couldn't flee, and I could not fight. I was never going to be allowed to heal or recover. I wish I were better at articulating the psychological and emotional trauma I experienced. I could fill a book with all of the lies and mysterious rulings of the court. Never have I experienced this kind of pain. I asked for help, but good men did nothing and evil prevailed. All I wanted was a guardian ad litem for my children. Any third party would have been easily able to confirm or refute all of my allegations, which is why none was ever appointed to protect the children or reduce the conflict. Abuse is about power and control. Stand up for the abused and speak out. If someone speaks out about abuse, believe them. Please teach my children empathy and about emotional invalidation and gaslighting, or they may end up like me. God have mercy on my soul. Chris McKinney.